Welcome to Baby Boomers Live, the show about all things human from a baby boomer's perspective. All things hot and all things not. News, reviews, interviews, chat, tech, and what's next. And here are your hosts, Retha Gray from Betty White's Off Their Rockers, and Easy's dad, Jim Zuli.
Hi, Jim.
Well, hello, Retha. Wow, that week went fast as usual, huh?
It certainly did. Time flies when you're having fun.
Well, and Retha, I just wanted to say welcome back from your, wow, what a trip you've been on, huh? What an experience.
I have. Matter of fact, that's going to be my hot topic for this week, my wonderful trip that I took.
I wish I could have went. I'm really anxious to hear that, and happy President's Day.
Oh, happy President's Day to you. Now, which president exactly are we celebrating today?
This is President's Day in general.
Oh,
and
so we get
Lincoln,
we get Washington, we get everybody.
Everybody's on there, and today we have, we have Barack Obama, I believe, is our president, and he's sitting at a 52% approval rating.
Oh,
so that's he's above 50. That's a good thing.
I guess that's a good thing.
But no, we're really anxious to hear about your trip and wow, you have any jet lag there or what?
Oh, I have no internal clock, so I have no jet lag. So since you're anxious to hear about it, let's go straight to our hot topics.
Hot topics. We have to have a bell or some kind of sound when we hit. There we go.
Ripped from the headlines. Today's hot topic.
That's right. Our new hot topics music.
I like it.
So my hot topic is the trip I took. I went on a 8 days, 8 nights cruise with Women of Global Change, and we had a wonderful time. It was a business summit. It was also a work project, and it was a wonderful cruise of the Caribbean. So we started out of Fort Lauderdale, Florida, and we got on the Royal Caribbean Independence of the Sea, and we set sail, and it was a wonderful trip. We were on the ocean, and we heard from wonderful women talking about all types of things. There were some men there, too. And they talked about different business strategies and different, just different models of things to do in business to help you with your business, to help you with your personal growth. It was absolutely marvelous. And
you know, it adds a little excitement while you have a seminar like that and you're out on the ocean. I mean, I don't know, do you pay attention more when you're on a cruise and you're learning?
No, I think you're distracted, actually.
Okay. Yeah.
I like the rocking of the boat, but that soothes me to sleep. And you're wondering about all the stuff that was going on the boat because there was rock climbing, there was a spa, there was an ice skating rink, there was a surf thing so you could simulate
surfing. That's amazing.
Surfing. Yeah. It was wonderful. And then in the evening, we had business seminars. Then on our fourth day, we went swimming with dolphins, which is one of my absolute most favorite things to do.
I remember talking to you about that. Wow, that sounds really exciting. Did you get any kind of pictures with you swimming with the dolphins?
I did. And the dolphin, you get to dance with the dolphin and kiss the dolphin, and then the dolphin pushes you. And it was in the open ocean. And these dolphins could have escaped if they wanted to, but they love being there with the people. So they hang out and they just have a good time with us. So that was wonderful.
And you stayed with the section of the ocean that had the dolphins, not the sharks. You don't go in the shark section.
Oh, I actually like swimming with sharks, too, but that's a whole other thing.
That's another topic.
We also went to St. Kitts, and that's where we did our work project, and we actually erected 4 swing sets, which doesn't sound like a big deal for the United States, but Jim, did you know that in the entire country of St. Kitts, they don't have a single playground for the children?
Oh, my God. Can you believe that? You know, people don't understand when they live here, we take for granted all these supermarkets and playgrounds and parks, everything we have. And then you go to some of these other countries, and it's an eye-opener.
Oh, absolutely.
You know?
And one of the things that we discovered is that when the kids got let go for recess, they were just running around screaming like a bunch of banshees. But it was because they had no toys. They had nothing to do. So we erected the four swing sets, and the Women of Global Change are working on actually getting a park put on St. Kitts. So the children of St. Kitts will have their first full park. And then
maybe that'll create something where they'll build more and more. It'll kind of spark something.
Kids need a place to play. But it was a wonderful trip. We went on and sailed some other places. I went zip lining over the ocean, which was absolutely marvelous. I went jet skiing, and I loved jet ski. And we just had a marvelous time. And it was with Shelley Hunt. You know Shelley, our good friend Shelley Hunt.
Shelley, right.
And the Women of Global Change. Now, what's your hot topic, Jim?
Well, I'll just touch on it briefly. We got Sochi. Okay, I'm just going to do a quick review here.
Okay,
Germany,
it's
Netherlands.
Time for Jim. Oh, from Jim.
Wait,
Jim.
There,
I was going to say that's your Jim's moment.
Okay, here I am.
Jim's
hello,
yet.
Folks. Okay, I'm just going to touch on this briefly. It's a time thing. We got the Sochi update. We got Germany with 7 gold medals at number 1. Netherlands with 5, Norway with 5, Switzerland with 5, Russia with 4, Canada 4, and the U.S. has 4. So the totals are, you know, averaging about the same, 12 to 15 gold medals. And you know, as far as the Olympics in general, very safe, Reef, very safe over there. They've been doing a good job, but, you know, they got 40,000 troops, so that's a good security presence.
That's wonderful. I've been watching some of the Olympics, and they really are going well. And we're going to have to wrap up the Olympics already and go to our first commercial break.
Alrighty.
Hi, I'm Charles D. Watkins of HavanaWatches.com. Our watches are the highest quality for a great price. HavanaWatches.com offers a range of models, including chronographs, mechanical, silicone plastic, and in tungsten steel. HavanaWatches.com provides stylish features. Our top-to-bottom one-year warranty is one of the best in the industry. All of our models come to you in custom-designed wooden gift boxes. We have both Swiss and international design models. HavanaWatches.com. Fine watches exclusively for you.
Hi, I'm Rita Gray. I used to have a whole host of skincare products taking up space on my bathroom counter. Now I just use Nerium AD. It has everything I need in one simple treatment. It's reduced the appearance of fine lines, discoloration, and uneven skin texture. So, for information about this fountain of youth in a bottle, go to www.rethagray.nerium.com. That's RETHAGREY.NERIUM.com. There's even a 30-day money-back guarantee. Jim, we're going to have our guest today, and it's somebody who's quite near and dear to your heart.
Oh, yeah. Eric Ezizuli will be our guest.
Yes, the Hollywood guy, Eric Ezizuli.
And, you know, as far as what we have, it's going to be a relationship to the baby boomers. Eric, like yourself, has, you know, he's been familiar with the transition period because he deals with so many business people, and there's a lot of older people he deals with, and he's watched the transition from the kind of business they're doing and following the new technology because they find out it's benefiting what they've been doing the last 40 years, you know, which
so
is
Eric,
your expertise,
welcome
too.
To the show.
Hello, Eric. What's going on, guys?
Hey, there he is.
Hey, you making it easy. Tell us about the easy way.
Oh, man, the easy way is just another extension arm of what God's trying to do. It's a brand I created that a lot of people in Hollywood and the business world knows about, and, yeah, it's just... once people are done doing it the hard way, they can come do it the easy way, as far as branding themselves and getting known, exposure and meeting people and connections and things like that.
And people have to understand that the easy way is different than the easy way. It's not E-A-S-Y, because it wasn't easy for Eric to build up what he's built over the years. He literally has no vacations, no time off, no socializing. He works 15 to 18 hours a day, the eye strain, so on and so forth, 7 days a week for years, and it's come to where it's been really beneficial.
Oh, thanks. I appreciate you saying that. Yeah, because I'm dealing with eye strain, and you know, sometimes the wrist pains, and I mean it has its it's you pay your dues, you know, for the hard work and success. But I will say the success level and what we're doing and the people we're helping and the accomplishments the brand's made. I'm weighing the two, seeing if it's worth it or not.
No, and I've seen the results of some of the people that call up and talk to him after he's worked with him and said, boy, I appreciate what you've done for me. It's helped my business. And they've been around for 40 years in the business. You know, it's interesting, the conversations.
What's up, Reva?
So what kind of things do you do?
Well, I own the radio station we're talking on right now. It's called Easy Way Broadcasting, and we're actually a top about 300 to 500 featured hosts on Blog Talk Radio out of 15,000 featured hosts, which is a great accomplishment. We have 7 shows a week that are all produced, and you know, a lot of work goes into that. And people can go to Easy, letter E, letter Z, easywaybroadcasting.com to view and check out any of those shows. Then I also have a channel on Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles Radio Network called Easy Way TV, which can also be viewed at easywaybroadcasting.com. And we have Shane Sparks, which is a, you know, major dance choreographer, and believe it or not, he actually I found out he actually does teach a couple baby boomers and things like that. He's all around, and he was on You Got Served. He was doing the choreography for that, and so You Think You Can Dance, America's Best Dance Crew. He just got back from Russia doing a whole show like America's Best
you
Dance Crew.
You think Shane could teach me how to pop and lock and do all that stuff he does?
I think so. I think we have to do a show on my I have a radio talk show, a TV talk show. We have to definitely do a show and have Shane teaching you a couple moves.
All right.
I remember when Eric was doing a lot of this stuff in the beginning, and they said, well, you know, okay, you can do your freestyling, and he did lyrics. He'd sit up all night, books and books of lyrics, and then they said, well, you need to hire somebody to do these beats, and they said, well, that can be costly, and then he's sitting up night after night creating his own beats, learning on the internet how to make the beats, and then he built a recording studio. It just didn't stop.
I guess it was
so
really weird interviewing with my... I just have to say real quick, this is a little weird interviewing with my dad because he knows everything about me. So be careful what you're saying, Dad. Don't be talking about nothing from my child or anything like that stuff. But what were you saying, Rita?
I said you're a rapper yourself.
Yeah, you know, I rap a little bit, and people just think I'm legit, and they're like, wow, you know, you can really spit, and I do my thing on the radio, and I'm telling people they got to listen to The Easy Show, and Rita Gray and Jim's Gems. Man, it's all good, and these two are my friends. Okay, I'm done.
That's
well,
called freestyling. See, I'm yep. I know what
yeah,
it
that,
is.
That's freestyle.
And you, Aretha, you actually freestyled on my show. We actually have you battling TKO. So Aretha Gray from Betty White's Off the Rockers, and now
Aretha wasn't bad.
Baby Boomers. Oh yeah, you actually beat TKO. Like,
yeah.
We're gonna bring that back for sure.
A very short-lived rapping career. Now
maybe
you,
we should
you
have a segment on the show, Hidden Skills, huh?
Hosted
now,
by Aretha.
Aretha's Hidden Skills.
You actually produce our show. What made you want to produce a show for and about baby boomers?
You know, honestly, my dad would be the first suggestion. You know, but me and my dad have been talking about doing something together for a long time when it comes to the entertainment field. And my dad is a very, you know, Jim, for those of you guys that don't know, the gentleman speaking that is a male on this show is my dad. He is a very creative individual. He has a lot of scripts and movie type stuff and TV stuff in his head, and they're actually really great ideas, but he's afraid to let them out. And yeah, so we ended up doing this, and we talked to you, and we're good friends with you, Reva, and I mean, you guys get along so well off air. So we just decided to put it on air, and you know, there really is nothing for the baby boomers. I don't really know too many vehicles that people can listen to or watch or follow as a blog, you know, that has to do with the baby boomer genre and era, and I do know a lot of baby boomers. I know a ton of them, you know, just from my travels on the red carpet.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's how I know your dad, from being on the red carpet. Most of the time, he and I are the oldest fossils there. However, we have a good time.
Well, when I mentioned certain, you know, people say, oh, you look like Bill Medley, and I'll share that with somebody, and they'll look at me like, who's Bill Medley? I say, well, you know, the Righteous Brothers, and they say, well, who's the Righteous Brother? You know, I have these kind of conversations, and I mention some of the celebrities from the past, and they all have this question mark on their face, and then I run into Aretha, and she remembers this stuff.
Yeah, Aretha, you actually act younger than a lot of the younger people on the carpet.
That's true, especially when I start twerking, but that's a whole nother story.
You guys got to see Aretha twerk.
So, Easy, what's coming up with you in the near future?
Well, I mean, to speak upon something that your listeners would like, I do associate with people like Jarvie Hutcherson from the Multicultural Motion Picture Association and America's Society of Young Musicians. I'm on the board of that organization, and I'm all for helping kids. But, you know, Jarvie's not going to like me saying this, but I'm sorry, Jarvie, you're a baby boomer, okay? But he's a baby boomer that's a producer producing great events that have to do with the Oscars and Emmys and the Academy Awards and all that wonderful stuff, the Grammys. And you know, it's fun to be a part of that, and we're working on my show, which is really cool because it really opens opportunities for up and comers, and it takes celebrities and takes them out of their element, and you see their face, they're like, oh, what are you doing to me, you know? And it's a fun show that also has a segment. We're working on the Easy Way Angels, and Everybody Loves My Angels. And like I said, we're trying to open opportunities for people. And if people really want to know more about me, you can just download my app. And as you know, Aretha said last time on my show, is I got Easy in my
pocket.
There you go. There
you know, there was a little stat on the numbers, and they said like one. I think it's something like 1 billion people are using computers, and 5 billion are using the cell phones. And now the transition going over from computer to computer cell phones is just amazing.
That's very true, and I don't want to go into your tech time, Aretha, but that is very, very true, and people better get on that train. Speaking from, you know, being an award-winning person in the digital and social media era, you know, everything is going to cell phones, and everything people are going to notice more and more that things are being slowly obsolete, and then it's going to apps. It's all going to applications.
It's going to frustration when you buy all this stuff, and then the guy comes by and says, oh, that's outdated. And that's like a month later after you spend the money.
The baby boomers are not
going
to like the future.
Well, we're going to have to adapt to the future. And I'm really excited about the app because our show is actually on the app, I understand.
Yes, it is.
So now
you can go to – oh, God, sorry.
I was going to say, you can have Jim and Aretha in your pocket, too.
Yes, you can.
That's amazing. When
you guys download the app, you can just go to your any available app store, iPhone, Android, Apple, and you can just search my name, Ericzuley, download the app for free, and then you can just click on More, and then go to Radio Shows. And all of the shows that are on the Blog Talk are automatically RSS fed into the app, and you can listen to the shows live right there on your phone or archived.
And you're on
and
Facebook?
I'm the old stubborn, and, you know, I'm the dinosaur. I had the old flip phone, and I was happy. So many times, I said, Dad, you have to get this new iPhone. We need to do email, blah, blah. I go, oh, I'm happy with what I have. I push the buttons. And now, well, after I lost my phone, Eric updated me, and I'm really, you know, I like this thing. I mean, I can do so much on it. It's amazing.
Yeah, for anybody out there that remembers the cartoon, Land Before Time, you had the little dinosaur, Littlefoot. I call my dad Stubborn Foot.
No, it's, you know, it's like Aretha was saying, you could do so much on it, and you're missing out on so much by not having something
it's
like
true.
This.
Now, Eric, you're on Facebook?
Oh, yeah, I'm on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Feed, StumbleUpon, YouTube. I mean, that's what I do is social media, so I'm pretty much on all the accounts there is. And I'm also someone that does consult, just like you, Aretha. I do it on a little different level, though. I do consult people on how to make money and be successful on using the Internet and social media and stuff like that. And, And I also have really high-level guests on the show and stuff. So if anybody ever wants to check out the show, it's every Friday at 8 o'clock p.m. Pacific Standard Time and also 3 o'clock p.m. Pacific Standard Time. 3 o'clock is the TV show on green screen, and then 8 o'clock is the radio show, which is also filmed for TV on a big network with about 25 million subscribers. Yay!
Amazing.
Yay! Well, thank you so much for joining us today, Eric. It's always great having you on the show. Not that we've had you on the show before, but you're always around since you're our producer.
Yeah, thank you, Letha. Thank you, Dad. Yeah, Jim.
Alrighty.
Yeah, it was a pleasure to be able to speak to some of the baby boomers out there. And now the baby boomers are doing it the easy way.
There you go.
Absolutely. And now we're going to go to Jim's from Jim.
Jim's from Jim. And that's...
Okay, baby boomers. It's time for Jim's. From Jim.
Okay, here I am. I have the topic, Reith, I'm going to talk about is some of the influence we have on the television movies and TV shows and so on and so forth. Just going to touch on it a little bit. How we are influenced with what we see and how it goes, you know, how it just influences our kids and ourselves. And, you know, just examples we have. The Paul Walker and the Justin Bieber incident, the Paul Walker with the crash, tragic crash, and Justin Bieber was stopped racing, but, you know, fortunately nothing happened there except maybe a ticket or whatever happened there. But the point is, when people see a movie, afterwards you'll see there's a result, there's a surge in maybe traffic citations or incidents of, you know, people do the footage, take their iPhone out that we were talking about earlier, and they'll record their racing behind the scenes, behind some warehouse or something. They want to get involved in what they were seeing. It's such an influence. An old example that people on this show might remember was there was a movie called The Hustler with Jackie Gleason and Paul Newman,
mm-hmm.
and I believe that was in the 50s. Afterwards, there was a surge in the billiard world, and it was it just really increased sales of billiard tables at home, and just the game in general. And then you have the karate movies with Bruce Lee, and then today, the on the television they had the UFC with I don't know how long ago that started, but you had Hoist Gracie and all the big stars of the fight world. And you're watching that, and the influx was just amazing. It just creates such an increase financially of whatever institution it is, whatever movie comes out. But for children, a picture prints a thousand words. Children they'll imitate what the parents watch and what they do, the movies they watch. And now it's like in the new world with the cell phone apps and everything, they see what their stars are doing, and it makes a big influence. And for the youth and teens, they say it affects the feelings and emotion. Say a role model is someone that is accepted as being cool or tough or whatever they do, and they see that role model in an aggressive way, and it can create aggressive tendencies. That's some of the proven. And then, you know, when you, like for instance, if you go into a movie and you have 100 people, they go into a comedy and you have 100 people come out of the movie and more or less you have a happy 100 people. And then you go to a movie where it's kind of like a negative depressed situation and you have all these people coming out negative depressed. And they say statistics show and often situations where it will put their mindset on that certain sport or whatever the movie was about. So it does have an influence.
Right. So what you're saying is your gym to take away today is we got to watch what we put in. We got to watch what our eyes watch and watch what we hear and watch the type of movies that we go to.
You got to, you know, to think about that because it never leaves your mind. What you see,
it
never for the
doesn't.
Rest of your life is it's in a little section in your brain. So if you're thinking about seeing that, you know, Freddy movie or whatever, well, I'm not saying don't see it or whatever.
Right, but it will influence you, and you need to be aware of that. And we're out of time for Jim's Gems. And speaking of things that last forever, let's talk about next time.
Cell phone, PC, Mac, tablet, iPad. That's right. It's tech time.
That's right. It's tech time. And I'm just going to briefly talk about Facebook a little bit. A lot of baby boomers don't want to go on Facebook. They say, I don't care what people had for lunch. I don't want to tell people what I had for lunch. Facebook can be used for a bunch of things other than that. If you are just using it for personal use, it's a great way to get pictures of your grandkids, especially if they live out of state. It's great to get pictures of your kids, even if they live out of state, or the rest of your family members that live far distances. You can get them instantly with these digital cameras. You take the pictures, and boom, they're all over the country. If you're in business, you really have to have Facebook. Even if you have just a small home-based business, you can put all kinds of information up on your Facebook page. Stay in touch with all of your clients, all of your customers. And it can take up a lot of time, but if you just devote a few minutes a day, if you're in business on Facebook, you'd be surprised how much it will yield for you. And for your personal use, you'll be able to stay in contact, be closer. I know people who don't get to talk to their family often because they have different schedules, different times. But I'll tell you what, if they're on Facebook, they can stay in touch every single day of the week because all they have to do is go in, they can send a message, and their loved one can pick up that message anytime later in the day. And you don't have to have a million fans or a million friends on Facebook. If you just have your family, that's good enough. Or if you're in the business like me, I want a million people to follow me on Facebook. So you can go to Facebook, and I have a fan page for Rethay Gray, R-E-A-T-H-A-G-R-E-Y, and I have a personal page. And people are welcome to join either one. And our show has a Facebook page. So you can go to Facebook.com/Baby Boomers Live, and we've got a Facebook page, and I'm going to put some pictures up from the trip in the Caribbean up on our Facebook page, Jim.
Well, that's amazing, and so that's one of the advantages. Now, do you think for Facebook, that would be advantageous for your business too, wouldn't it?
Absolutely. If you're a business owner, you absolutely have to have a Facebook page, and you'd be amazed what people will gain by just going to your Facebook page, finding out what you have to offer. It's better than the yellow pages. Remember back in the day we had those great big old heavy books?
Oh, jeez.
You don't have to worry
about
them. Just go to Facebook and you can find out all kinds of things. Well, Jim, our time is just about up.
That's so interesting.
It's always great talking to you.
That's great. And I'm anxious to hear more about your trip.
Well, I pretty much told you everything. The pictures are going to be up on Facebook, so anybody who wants to see what we did on the trip can go on Facebook, and I'll put some pictures up of me swimming with the dolphins.
Looking forward to it. Yeah, I'm anxious to see those pictures, and that sounds exciting. Some of it sounds really exciting down there. Rethay with the sharks and the fish, and wow.
It's true, and so I really look forward to next week. Make sure that you tune back in, easywaybroadcasting.com, or you can go to the Easy Way app and have Rethay and Jim in your pocket.
There you go.
I think that's exciting.
Remember,
don't you?
If it takes you 2 tries to get up off the couch, then you know you're a boomer.
It's true, and you know what? The last of the boomers are turning 50 years old this year. So if you're over 50, if you're 50 or turning 50 this year, you're the last of the boomers.
You're the last of the boomers. Wow, and there's a lot of us, too.
There is. Well, Jim, it's been great talking to you. Ladies and gentlemen,
again, as usual,
we'll see you
it's been
next
great.
Week.
Looking forward to it.
Okay, bye, everyone.
Thank you for listening to Baby Boomers
All
Live
right.
with your host, Rethay Gray, star Betty White's Off Their Rockers, and Easy's dad, Jim Zulli. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and keep up with us at babyboomerslive.info. Baby Boomers Live, brought to you by the EasyWayBroadcastingNetwork.com,
on Blog Talk Radio.